Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And not a whole lot to get to today, news-wise. No new news has been released from Fortnite on any other fronts about E3 or, content. They gave us a lot throughout all of last week with all the, you know, their state of development and everything, so no surprise that they don't have any more big news as of right now. Let's see here. So let's just get into a tip that I have for you today, and I'm going to say your house is my house. Normally you would tell somebody when they come over to your place that, you know, mi casa es su casa, my house is your house. But I want to say now that your house is my house. And what I mean by that is when you are editing and building, you get the edit priority. Or if you're building with a team, you know, if whether you're playing duos or squads, whatever you built up, you get the edit priority on that. Your opponents cannot edit the things that you have built. And vice versa, anything that opponents that you are going against have built, you cannot edit those things. So this tip is actually going to be very important, especially in the late game. When you are approaching a big, huge structure that somebody else has already built, what I want to suggest you to do is start breaking down that fort and that your opponent built, and then replace those pieces with your own pieces, because then that gives you the edit priority on the base that's already there. Especially if they're above you, they might drop down from wherever they were, thinking that they're going to come down, surprise you by editing in, and then taking you down when you're not expecting it. But you're going to surprise them even more because you have already replaced their pieces with your own pieces. So when they drop down to try to edit in on you and eliminate you, they're not going to be able to. So then you're going to edit out, and then you're going to eliminate them. You'll be the one that actually surprises them. And that's for any piece, whether it's the walls, the floor pieces, the stairs, whatever. If you have the time, if they're above you and you, nobody's currently attacking you, try taking some of that stuff down and replace it with your own pieces so that you can edit it the way that you want to or need to when you get later in the game. Especially when you get in those small circles, that's when it's going to be most important to do this. You don't want your opponent to be able to edit in on you and then have that advantage over you. And yeah, that's the tip I have for you today. Again, no new news. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so there should be a new content update coming down tomorrow. So tomorrow morning when that comes out, if there's one coming out tomorrow, then I will, obviously come back with another episode. The most popular episodes that we do here is the, the version updates and the content updates. Those, again, are the guys. There's a couple few hundred of you out there who are just seem to be tuning into those episodes, but if you guys hit those subscribe button, you'll get all the episodes automatically as soon as they come out, and then you're going to be, you know, have the advantage over the people who don't know what's going on right away. And so I just want to encourage you to go hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast listener that you are using, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever, Podbean. The podcast is on a ton of different services. Anchor, of course, the where I make this podcast. The only thing I also wanted to talk about today is a little story about playing Fortnite, and again, using tips that we've used in the past about when you're playing duos and squads is communication and using a mic and, yeah, communicating with your teammates. So the past couple of days, I mainly play solos, but the past couple of days I've been playing with randoms on duos and squads, and sometimes you get a person on mic, or if you're playing squads, you get you know, a couple people on mic, a couple people not, or if you're on, you know, duos, you know, if you end up with the teammate not on mic, it's hard to communicate. You end up getting somebody who goes a totally different direction from where you were going, or that person might even mark the map so that you can't communicate verbally. You can still communicate, you know, using the tools in game, but then that person goes somewhere else from where they marked on the map. It makes it really hard to play together if you decide to change your mind on something. So remember, if you're playing with people, you know, put on a headset, use that mic, and communicate with everybody, because it's going to make the gameplay experience so much better. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this show to join the community. You know, I have put my username up there in the show notes so that everybody can add me, Magnificent Mikey, on PS4. You know, if you're playing on PC, you know, you can go to Epic Games. I'm Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. And then, you know, we can cross-platform as well. Let's see here. But yeah, we can all just start playing together, because it's going to be so much better. In fact, I have a cool little story to tell. The other day we had Novocaine1 sent me a request on PS4, and he was hoping to play with me yesterday. That didn't quite work out, but we got to play together today. In fact, I just got off of Fortnite playing with him, and it went really well, because one, you know, we're both good players. Two, he had a microphone, so we were communicating the whole time. We were able to call out to each other, like, what direction people were coming from, where we saw things, you know, tell each other what weapons we had, and if we had extra of something, so, you know, somebody else can go pick up the shield if somebody needed shield, or, you know, hey, there's a certain weapon over here, maybe you want that kind of thing. So that worked out really well. In fact, and I feel like the more you play with anybody, the better you're going to get together as a team. So that's why I want to play with a lot of you out there and try to play with you guys often, so that we can all get better together. Because what happened with me and Novocaine1 here was we played our first two matches, and both times we died pretty instantly. We ended up playing probably 6 or 7 matches total, but by the end, you know, we're getting a little bit better each game. And actually, the last match, in the middle of the last match, I noticed, like, oh, it's getting kind of late. I do a daily podcast, so I have to get going so I can record my podcast and post it in time before, you know, I miss a day. I didn't want to miss a day. So I told him, hey, this is going to be the last one. And actually, that was a game that we did really well. I think I got 3 eliminations in that game, and then he got a few as well, I believe. And actually, he started a Twitch, and he started following me on Twitch. So thank you again, Novocaine1, for following me over on Twitch. I followed him back because he's got a Twitch account now over there. He is ANovak1, ANovak1. And actually, if you watch either of our streams, I think mine actually got cut out. So if you watch his whole stream from that match that we were playing tonight, our last match that we played together, we picked up the victory royale. Yeah, that's right, we did. Started out rough, rocky in the night, you know, encouraging, like, hey, you know, we'll get it together, we're gonna get this. And sure enough, that last match of the night, we got to the end game. Same kind of thing that we're talking about here. We found ourselves in a good position that we were built up where we were. And then we were at the end circle. A couple people had to come in towards us from the circle, through and out of the storm. We were able to be firing at them as they're trying to run into the circle. And then, you know, we set up a launch pad, got ourselves back into the next circle, and ended up with the win there. He got downed right there last second, but the other person was eliminated last second there. So, yeah, we picked up the victory royale, and that was a lot of fun. Again, Novocaine1 or Novak1 over on Twitch was a lot of fun to play with, and I'd love to play with more of you guys out there, especially any users out there that might be like Novocaine1 or Novak1, because, you know, again, he was really great about communicating. on the mic and good about sharing, when he had extra of something, or letting me know that there was a certain weapon that I might need, or if there was bandages I might need, he would call out to me, let him know, hey, I'm in a room where there were bandages right now, so go ahead, come get them. Again, that was really good. So I suggest go follow him too. This was so you guys can not only just be following him, but get a chance to play with him as well. He was really fun to play with. Again, you guys, my stuff is up on the description notes, so add me as well. I want to play with more of you guys. I feel like, I've mainly played solos, but I want to be playing more duos and squads so I can play with more of you guys out there and just keep building this community, because it keeps growing and growing and growing. In fact, we're just, we're about 100 downloads away from 30,000 right now. And tomorrow, as long as we get a new content update, once that episode goes up, that one, like I said, gets a lot of, those episodes get a lot of downloads. So we'll for sure hit that 30,000 downloads tomorrow. So I want to thank you guys all for that. And the last thing I want to do to thank you guys is read some reviews here. In fact, Novocaine 1 added me on PS4 the other day, didn't get to play, but he also left a 5-star review that I'm going to go ahead and read out here. And this was before we even played together. So he left me a message here on iTunes reviews, 5-star review. He says, great content is the title. And then it starts out saying, great content, keep it up. Just added you on PS4. Let's run some squads or duos. And then he put at Novocaine1, which is his username. So you guys can find that in my iTunes reviews as well, if you go to the podcast and then look at the reviews. Add him again. He was really fun. Go follow him on Twitch as well. It was really fun playing with him. I'm sure you guys will have fun playing with him as well. That's all I have for you guys today. So remember, their house is your house. Let it be the house that you built. Tear it down so that you can build it up and you have the edit priority and have the advantage over your opponents. That's all I have for you today, guys. Again, tomorrow should have something early in the morning, as long as we do get some content update. Fortnite hasn't, they usually put out a little release saying that one is coming,